is like.
Oh, it's bigger now. Yeah, last week
the arc was tighter, so it cut out
So now he's gotten his due.
His chair is visible.
All right.
That's not necessarily good.
That's right.
We found when we tested it without any of the body.
Let's see. What are we doing? Do we have an order here?
Yeah.
Am I going first?
You have to call us to order, and yeah, we got the whole. Yeah, you.
So do I just start?
So we're just waiting on Commissioner Leonard. I'm going to check on him right now.
Okay.
And so we can start.
Okay. And I just start. This is the introduction I start with?
Yeah.
Okay.
And
then do I start reading the.
Yeah, as soon as
so I do this and I go right to the stack?
Go right on up there.
Okay.
And you can hand the script when you pull it off the certificate. Just hand it to Lonnie. He'll get it out of your
Okay.
way.
Great. Well, good afternoon, everybody, and welcome back or welcome for the first time to the City Council Chambers. We're glad that you're here. Give yourselves a round of applause. You're safe. You represent the inspiration for the rest of the city in terms of many of your work on safety. Some of you have heard my introduction in the past. I bring not only as, along with my colleagues in the city, do we bring this as a point of passion as providing oversight to city government, but this is a point of personal passion in my family. My grandfather was a lineman for Montana Power and died in an on-the-job accident. The consequence of which is that Montana Power upgraded its safety program in the aftermath of that. So we work hard, thanks to your partnership and your help, in making sure that we prevent those kinds of tragic fatal accidents or any accidents and injuries whatsoever. So we're very grateful that you're here. It is our honor to provide you some recognition and some rewards as symbol of our gratitude. And I'm going to begin with, and I warn you up front, I'm terrible at pronouncing names, so I apologize in advance. The first award goes to Outstanding Safety Committee Chair, and it goes to Shelley. You had to start with a really hard one, didn't you? Knezovich, Shelley Knezovich. The Parking Enforcement Division proudly recognizes Shelley Knezovich as an important leader of the Parking Enforcement Safety Committee for several years. The whole staff of Parking Enforcement knows and appreciates what Shelley continuously accomplishes every day. She encourages committee members to attend the city's safety professional career development opportunities. She developed department-specific forms for conducting inspections. She initiated and maintains the safety kits for the vehicles that officers drive. She tracks and updates safety concern results, helping us to organize and respond to issues and patterns of issues. And she's a problem solver who finds solutions and responds to officers in a timely fashion, instilling confidence and encouraging participation to improve safety. Congratulations very much. Are we going to put it in front of us? Thank you very much. Next, I would like to recognize the provide an award to the Safety Committee in Parking Enforcement. So if we could have Debbie Barkley, David Brugger, Mark Friedman, Shelley Knizich, Laurel Shepard, and Patty Peterson, please come up. All of you, come on now, everybody. You're going to have to wrestle for it, I guess. All right. The Parking Enforcement Safety Committee has promoted safety and health awareness by updating the department's building evacuation backpack, developed a new protocol for officers involved in abusive or abusive situations. That never happens with parking enforcement, ever, right? Sponsored a safety reminder quiz at department staff meetings that was so successful, the committee was invited to present it again at a bureau-wide meeting. Congratulations. We appreciate it very much. All right, could we have Mike Park, the Public Works Supervisor, and Ted Harvey, Concrete Finisher, please come forward. Both of these employees play leadership roles in maintenance's sidewalk repair section. They have made extraordinary effort to improve the safety culture in their work group. For example, their efforts have increased daily safety communication among their work team, and their persistence and influence helps to include safety in all work discussions. Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Ted. Richard Harrington, please come forward. This is actually a Safety Solutions Award for Keith Orr, electrical supervisor, who could not make it, but Richard Harrington will accept on Keith's behalf. Keith identified a process that enabled maintenance to upgrade and ensure ongoing maintenance of its first aid kits and outside eyewash stations at all locations, and we want to thank Keith for his concern and for the well-being of maintenance employees. Thanks. Another certificate of appreciation awarding regarding safety solutions. If I could have Scott Weaver, Environmental Services Division Supervisor, and Tim Langdon, maintenance mechanic, please come forward. After receiving a number of new trucks in our fleet, it was noted that the hydraulics needed to be tested and adjusted in order to ensure their safe operation. This meant the coordination of a number of work crews, timely scheduling, and a thorough understanding of the adjustment issues. Scott and Tim stepped up and made sure that this process was carried out, and most importantly, averted any potential accidents by facilitating a timely fix to the problem. Thank you, Scott. Thank you, Tim. Would Daryl Warren please come forward? Daryl gets the Safety Champion Award. Daryl is a utility worker in the Street Maintenance Division. Daryl is a repeat nominee from last year. He was nominated again this year at the insistence of our Maintenance Operations Safety Committee, primarily because they feel he continues to go far beyond the norm in leadership he now shows and continues to show in setting up and teaching others How to Work in Safe Zones. Thank you, Daryl, very much. Would Don Davis please come forward? Hi, Don. So this is Don Davis from the Street Maintenance Division, gets the Safety Champion Award. Don has had a profound influence on identifying the areas of work zone traffic control that need to be emphasized in our training programs. He has shown a willingness to be a trainer, to listen to the concerns of diverse work groups, and make safety suggestions that upgrade the workplace safety of the entire workforce at maintenance. Thank you, Don. Could we have Ted Harvey, Tia Grube, and Tim Langdon please come forward? Oh, there they are. This committee has worked hard to increase its availability to all Bureau employees and continues to build safe work programs. Met all the requirements, I like that, touchy, and duties of a safety committee, including but not limited to upgrading the sweeper wash area, and it needed it, identifying speed problems in the North Kirby Avenue area and installing permanent speed controls, addressing snow and ice safety issues, leading to training program, creation of a training program for the entire Bureau, and develop safety procedures for fuel containers. Congratulations on your Safety Committee Award for the maintenance operations. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you very much.
That's awesome. All right. This is a great award. So this is an award for significant reduction in losses. In recognition, Suzanne Kahn and Eric Peterson. In recognition of the Portland Bureau of Transportation Maintenance Operations for achieving a significant reduction of losses during fiscal year 2009 against an average of the previous three fiscal years in the following categories. Reduce 13% general liability, reduce 16% workers' compensation. So you hereby receive this award on behalf of the Bureau. Maintenance Bureau PBOT and Maintenance Operations. Thank you, Suzanne. Thank you, Eric. Appreciate it.
Good afternoon. I'm Nick Fish, and I have the great honor of being the commissioner in charge of Parks and Rec. And we have some terrific people to thank and to honor today. We're going to start with the lifesaver, the Peninsula Pool Aquatic Staff. Would Corinna Conley, Madeline Hanlon Austin, Ben Kowalczyk, Eric Kennedy, Stan Kowalczyk, and William Morrison please come forward? Chief Klum, will you join me for a sec? I'm going to ask Chief Klum to join us because we've participated in another ceremony where we acknowledge this team. And I want you to listen carefully to this because it's really extraordinary. This award is to acknowledge the Peninsula Pool Aquatic Staff for saving the life of a young boy. The team applied their skills that they practice regularly in the event a swimmer experiences difficulty in the water while at the city pool. We deeply appreciate their dedication to the safety and welfare of Portland citizens. Let's give them a great round of applause. And I will tell you, at the award ceremony that we attended, Chief Klum and I attended, we fought over whether we're trying to encourage these young people to consider careers in fire and rescue or parks and recreation. But the city would be happy to have them in any capacity. The next award is Safety Champion, Betsy Redfern, Parks Maintenance Supervisor. Betsy, would you please come forward? So, as a supervisor, Betsy diligently ensures that her workers have the necessary equipment, tools, and personal protective equipment to perform their job safely. One way she goes beyond the basic requirements of her job is by developing safety standards related job aids for workers that are specific to their routes. Preparing personal protective equipment kits specific to non-routine functions to ensure that nothing is inadvertently forgotten. And in the workshop, she keeps supplies and equipment in good order, labeled for ease in finding and stowing gear and providing carts to move heavy items around the shop and when loading trucks. Betsy, congratulations. It's always nice to have Wadena McDermott here, and we miss you. The next award goes to Safety Committee Operations Group, with Greg Hawley, chairperson, and the team, please come forward, and I'll name them all. Peter Anthony, Barbara Augen, Doug Brenner, I saw Doug up there, Vicki Burwell, Lance Condrey, Pam Douglas, Tom Hand, Gary Johnson, Linda Johnson, Sean Lindsay, Vince Moore, Don McTaggart, Paul Radmaker, Alex Salazar, Christy Salazar, Aaron Smeltzer, and Scott Vanderpool. Let's give them a round of applause. And here's the commendation. This committee has reinvigorated our site inspections process by creating a useful form to facilitate the inspection process. Additionally, they have solidified the communication plan with the management team on how to submit safety recommendations that require their attention and response. Congratulations. Our next award is for the Safety Committee in the Recreation Group. And I'd like the following members please to come forward. Janelle Andrews, Barbara Augen, Jenny Burt, Rick Cantu, Lori Higgins, Cheryl Juber, Kevin Matthias, and Nancy Roth. And let's give them a round of applause as they come up. So this committee continues to oversee the safety issues at our recreation sites throughout the Bureau. Their awareness of our recreation programs and risk management principles is instrumental in our continuous safety improvement for our workers and for our guests. Congratulations. And last but not least is the Significant Reduction in Losses Award. In recognition of Portland Parks and Recreation for achieving a significant reduction of losses during fiscal year 2009 against an average of the previous three fiscal years in the following two categories. General liability reduced 15% and fleet liability reduced 9%. Here to accept the award on behalf of the Bureau is Senior Manager, no, is Eileen Argentina. Thank you all.
Good afternoon. Hang on. This is not going to work. Can we make it go down? All right, I'll go on tiptoe.
I've now done a whole year in office, and so I know that this is one of my favorite events of the entire year. Thank you for being here, and thank you for all of your work to keep yourselves and our citizens safe. I have the honor of working with Commissioner Saltzman in the Bureau of Police with the Office of Human Relations, and also in the Bureau of Environmental Services with the Office of Healthy Working Rivers. So I'm usually not happy when Commissioner Saltzman isn't in these chambers because I enjoy and appreciate his perspective, but I'm very glad that I get to give out his awards today. And the first one is for a significant reduction in losses, and it goes to Commander Dave Famous. It's for the Portland Police Bureau for achieving a significant reduction of losses during fiscal year 2009 against an average of the previous three fiscal years in the following categories. General liability, fleet liability, general liability was reduced 10% and fleet liability reduced 17%. And Commander Famous is accepting the award on behalf of the Bureau and Chief Sizer. Would the members of the Bureau of Environmental Services Wastewater Safety Committee please step forward? And I don't have a list of your names. Do I have anybody? Oh, good. There we go.
They're shy.
Last week, the Pacific Northwest Clean Water Association bestowed a Distinguished Safety Award on Environmental Services Wastewater Group. The award recognized the group as a Division A large employer with zero lost time accidents over 190,000 hours worked. What makes this award especially meaningful is that the criteria require that the hours must indicate only those employees who physically maintain and operate the treatment and collection system, which reflects the employee population with the most significant industrial exposure and the hazards inherent in the business. So since I don't have a list of the names, I'm going to ask them to say their names because I want you all to know who is on this committee.
Bill Sterling.
Dave Remillard.
Paul Schuberg.
Armin Coleman.
Scott Norris.
Cliff Meyer.
The next award is for Safety Champion Scott Norris of the Wastewater Electrical and Instrumentation Group. Scott is an active member of the Wastewater Group Safety Committee and a regular contributor to thoughtful safety ideas. Good follow-up is one of his strong suits in addition to his strong work ethic. Congratulations, Scott. This is a lot harder than you would think. Certainly a lot harder than I thought. Okay. The next award goes to Will Tucker of the Wastewater Group Pump Station Millwright. And Will came up with the concept of lighter manhole covers, tracked locations, and did the legwork to implement this significant safety improvement that has prevented lifting injuries. Will has a great can-do attitude that everyone appreciates. Thank you, Will. Fortunately, Commissioner Saltzman has a nice stack, so I get all the practice to get it right by the end. Safety Champion Fahim Rahman. The Bureau of Environmental Services recognizes Fahim for his leadership efforts. As a construction manager for Environmental Services for several years, Fahim has ensured contractors provide safety plans and other safety-related documents to the construction team and has initiated safety tailgate meetings for his work group. During 2009, Fahim joined the SHRP Oversight Committee. This committee has been instrumental in the effort to maintain the Bureau's engineering services status as an Oregon OSHA Safety and Health Achievement Recognition Program employer. Thank you. The next award goes to Safety Champion Paul Schuberg from the Bureau of Environmental Services. Thank you, Paul. The Bureau of Environmental Services recognizes Paul for his safety management efforts. As a senior risk specialist, Paul facilitates safety education for the engineering work group. With the expansion of this group, Paul made a strong commitment to ensure that new employees receive quality and timely safety education. Thank you, Paul. And the next safety champions are Alf Evers, John Boley, Paul Ackerill, Tanya Matthew, Bryant Sanders, and Dave Kuzak. The Bureau of Environmental Services recognizes this team for its safety efforts as inspectors of the East Side Combined Storm Overflow Tunneling Operation. Each of them worked a shift in the tunnel until the North Drive was completed. Alongside the tunnel workers, they attended safety classes, meetings, planning sessions. It says planning sessions, but I think that's, we're not ready to secede the Planning Bureau yet, right? Planning sessions and faced numerous hazards. The drive was completed with few adverse incidents due in no small part to the safety efforts of these six particular inspectors. Thank you so much. With Cynthia Triplett, Neil Bresch, Sherry Dufinius, and Julie Swog, please come up from the Material Testing Laboratory. And did I say it?
Laboratory? What's a laboratory?
Bruch.
Oh, that's good. Everything that I've said wrong can be put down to my English accent. This is great. So it's Neil Bruch. Thank you for being here. The newest safety committee in the Bureau of Environmental Services, this group, it was formed during 2009 to focus on specific hazards and concerns that Bureau employees face at the materials testing lab. Thank you for your work. If you think my accent is bad now, I'm going home and next week to my mom's 80th birthday. It's going to be unbearable after that. Incomprehensible. The next award is for the Safety Committee in the Bureau of Environmental Services Construction and Design. That is Gary Hodge, Neil Choate, Joe Panisse, Julie Soar, we just discovered is not here, Pat Nagel, Rick McCoy, Teresa Waters, Alicia Rollins, Stephen Hawkins, Laurie Allen, Scott Gibson, Lindell Watson, Janet Strahl, Phil Choate, Blair Bean, and Pat Darby. And this award is in recognition of the Bureau of Environmental Services Construction and Design Safety Committee for its continued efforts to improve the Bureau's systems for managing construction safety. The committee has developed safety-related policies, contract language, and training recommendations in an effort to make BES construction projects safer places for citizens, contract workers, and city employees. Thank you so much. And the next award goes to the Field Construction Committee, Terry Tice, Dean Wendt, Veronica Ferguson, Scott McKenzie, Pat Nagel, Sue Turso, Jim Schiller, and Jason Wesnick. This committee is focused on the hazards that inspectors and technicians face on construction sites. They have taken steps to reduce and control hazards in some of the most dangerous work locations in the city. Thank you so much. And this last award that I'm giving is for the significant reduction in losses in environmental services. And Dean Marriott will be accepting the award. This is in recognition of the Bureau of Environmental Services for achieving a significant reduction of losses during fiscal year 2009 against an average of the three previous fiscal years in general liability, which was reduced 2%, and workers' compensation reduced 12%. Congratulations.
Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Randy Leonard. I have responsibility for the fire bureaus, water bureaus, and the Bureau of Development Services. And first we'll have the fire bureau come forward. Chief Plum's here, and I don't know if you have anybody else for significant reduction in losses but yourself. Okay. In recognition of the Portland Fire and Rescue for achieving a significant reduction of losses during fiscal year 2009 against an average of the previous three fiscal years in the following category: fleet liability reduced 43% and workers' comp reduced 33%. Chief Plum, thank you very much for your good work. Okay. Is Paul Van Orden in the house?
Yes.
Paul, come on forward. One of my favorite city employees. He puts up with a lot of noise. Sorry, Paul. The City of Portland's noise control officer, Paul Van Orden, was working with the Portland police at a last Thursday event on Northeast Alberta Street in August of 2009 when he had cause to take immediate action to protect the lives of citizens in the area. The last Thursday monthly event attracts over 10,000 people during the warm summer months. The street is closed to automobiles as a safety precaution. On August 27th, a motorist suffering from a heat stroke lost control of his Suburban and crashed through a road closure barricade at the last Thursday event, nearly striking Paul. Paul reacted quickly to halt the incoherent motorist from driving past the barricade into a street filled with pedestrians. He then telephoned Portland Police for assistance and helped secure the area. Paul clearly took initiative well above and beyond his routine professional responsibilities. This incident was just one of many ways Paul has distinguished himself while serving the citizens of Portland. Thank you, Paul, very much. Kathy Saunders from BDS. There's Kathy. How are you? Good. Kathy is a code specialist 3 at the Bureau of Development Services and has been an active member of the BDS Safety Committee since January 2007. In June of that year, Kathy became an official member, and then on January 14th, 2009, she was elected chair. Earlier in the year, Kathy was one of the Bureau's presenters at the 2009 Citywide Safety Committee Boot Camp. During her first year as Safety Committee Chair, Kathy's become known as a get-it-done leader. I like that. That's great. She has helped to build safety awareness among Bureau employees by being willing to ask employees their thoughts and ideas about safety issues and following through on their ideas and suggestions. Kathy brings high energy, tenacity, and an impressive commitment to helping BDS employees remain safe and healthy. Thank you, Kathy, for doing such a great job. Jim Nix from BDS. There's Jim. Hi, Jim. In May 2009, the Bureau of Development Services Inspections Division Manager, Jim Nix, took initiative to help employees effectively address verbal threats of physical harm and violence, something that happens more than you'd think at BDS. When people are trying to get permits. The Bureau's work involves enforcing land use and its construction laws, and customers have been known to occasionally become angry and upset. Last May, Jim was notified that a customer in the building was making veiled threats to some employees. Jim immediately took action by informing the Portland Police Bureau and Bureau staff about the potentially dangerous situation. Jim took the safety of the employees very seriously and made sure that all precautions were taken and preventative measures were enacted in the event that the customer return to the building again or call for service at an off-site location. After successfully defusing that encounter, Jim worked with the safety committee to raise employee awareness about policies and procedures for effectively dealing with threatening people. Thank you, Jim, for demonstrating your concern and care for the employees. Well, Jim, you're coming right back with Mike Leafield, Kathy Saunders, and Ricky Thomas. 2009 was a year of big changes at the Bureau of Development Services. In response to a significant downturn in the building and development industry, the Bureau reduced its workforce by almost 50%. Despite the challenges brought by such change, the BDS Safety Committee continued to carry out its directives with enthusiasm and creativity. An OSHA compliance inspection in September went very well because the committee had been performing its required duties in a proactive and thorough manner. Our thanks to the BDS Safety Committee for your commitment to the safety and well-being of your coworkers. Thanks very much. Paul Scarlett, there he is. How you doing, Paul? In recognition of the Bureau of Development Services for achieving a significant reduction of losses during fiscal year 2009 against an average of the previous three fiscal years in the following category: workers' comp, which reduced 44%, which was about the reduction in staffing, so I guess that was consistent with our reduced staffing levels. And here to receive the award on behalf of the Bureau is Paul Scarlett, who is doing just an outstanding job with all the various issues he's having to balance over this past year. Thank you, Paul, for your work. Jeff Farrell from the Water Bureau. How you doing, Jeff? Jeff is a lead water security specialist. Jeff was locking up one night at Washington Park when he heard police dispatched to a suicide attempt at Washington Park. A distraught man stated that he was going to kill himself by inhaling carbon monoxide fumes from his vehicle's exhaust. Portland police was unable to find the man or his vehicle, cleared the call, and left. While Jeff was driving through the park on his regular patrol, Jeff spotted an idling vehicle that had a hose connected to the tailpipe and routed into the car's occupant compartment. Jeff immediately notified Water Bureau's dispatch center of the find, then opened the car and pulled the man out. The victim was disoriented and most likely would have died if Jeff hadn't taken immediate action to get him out of the vehicle. Jeff, I'm very proud of you. Thank you. Robin Hagedorn. Hi, Robin. Another employee at the Portland building suffered a bad fall in one of the stairwells. Robin was quick to summon medical attention for the injured employee and ensured that the front desk reception area was aware to direct the medical crews and rendered first aid to the victim until medical crews arrived. Robin, your concern and actions for the welfare of others is much appreciated. Thank you very much. So the Water Bureau, the Sandy River crew, Andrew Degner, Steve Schenck, Jamie Tetsworth, Todd Evers, and Alan Boshi. I guess. A mechanical failure caused a city employee to lose control of his truck and drive into Reservoir 2 within the Bull Run Reserve. The truck was completely submerged. The driver was able to exit the vehicle and go to the headworks facility where he received help from the treatment operators. The Sandy River Station's crew took immediate action to contain the truck's contents and safely removed the vehicle from the reservoir within 4 hours after the incident. The driver escaped with minor injuries, and the Bureau did not have to shut off the water to the conduits due to their quick action. We thank these employees for exemplifying such timely, professional, and safe emergency response and life safety. Thank you all very much. Is Eric Fullen here? Eric's actually here on Jeff Gard's behalf. Jeff joined the Water Bureau in 2004 as a risk specialist. Under his dedicated leadership, the Bureau established standard operating procedures and job hazard analysis. The safety committees become self-sufficient, and the Bureau was awarded certification under OSHA's Safety and Health Achievement Recognition Program. Jeff developed and implemented numerous training programs and has presented frequently at citywide safety events and conferences. His leadership in safety training and program development were instrumental in his attaining a recent promotion to training analyst. Please thank Jeff for his dedication to improving and expanding the Bureau's safety culture. Thanks very much. So Sean Ponder. The Bureau is pleased to recognize Sean for his dedication to safe work practices and Bureau safety and the safety of others in the Bureau. Sean continually strives to improve safe work practices, takes ownership of safety issues related to his work, and follows through to resolution. Plans site-specific safety procedures, takes his and other safety seriously. He simply will not perform a task if it's unsafe. He develops safe and reasonable solutions to safety deficiencies, which better ensures that any deficiencies are addressed quickly and not forgotten. Thank you, Sean, for your outstanding work ethic and personal accountability to safety. Appreciate it. Gary Egan. There's Gary. Gary is the co-chair for the Water Bureau's Portland Building Safety Committee. Gary has raised the bar for the committee's dedication and performance by increasing its participation in safety events such as Take a Break for Safety and Bureau-wide Safety Committee meetings. Gary has used his personal time and energy to complete the Professional Safety Development Program with Oregon OSHA, receiving his certification of completion just this past November. Gary has also challenged fellow committee members to complete this program and incorporated portions of the online training into their safety committee meetings. Thank you, Gary, for all your efforts to elevate the interest and participation of the Water Bureau in the safety program. Appreciate it. And last but not least, David Schaff. In recognition of the Portland Water Bureau for achieving a significant reduction of losses during fiscal year 2009 against an average of the three previous fiscal years in the following category, general liability, and they reduced that amount by 61%. Thank you, David, for your great work and the work of the Bureau.
All right, the coveted safety jacket. These are cool. All right, first goes to it's a Safe Driver Award, for Daryl McDermid. Daryl, congratulations, Daryl. Daryl has been an employee of printing and distribution for over 20 years. During this time, he has exercised good safety judgment in carrying out his daily duties of delivering the city's business in the form of U.S. mail, interoffice mail, print orders, and paper deliveries. With countless starts and stops, his safety-first attitude is imperative to him carrying out his job responsibilities. And to top off his accomplishments, Daryl and all of his driver co-workers had perfect attendance during the December 2008 snowstorm. We are pleased to have such a dedicated and conscientious employee as Daryl working in printing and distribution. Congratulations.
Daryl, if you would please.
Daryl,
we're going to have a group picture here, too, since you can stand in.
How do you say this? Yeah. I think it's Alan Grimm. Alan Grimm? Oh, Alan. We are pleased to recognize Alan as maintenance operations is pleased to recognize Alan as its top safe driver during 2009. Alan has been with the city since September 18th. 1986. He works as an automotive equipment operator working on the night crew. This is what daylight looks like. As a sweeper operator, receiving occasional upgrade to night supervisor. Alan also works as an informal trainer with new members of the night crew and is highly respected for his driving skills and his ability to share safe driving tips with his fellow employees. Thank you, Alan, for your dedication and excellence. Jan Flett. All right, Jan. Jan has worked at parking enforcement for 12 and a half years, most of this time as a swing shift officer. Like all our vehicle officers, Jan spends the majority of her shift in her car in heavy traffic while checking for illegally parked vehicles, watching for pedestrians and other traffic. Jan works during the most hazardous time of the day, evening rush hour, and late at night when some motorists are driving home from bars and nightclubs. Jan is an excellent example of all the good attributes of being a parking enforcement officer, including making safe driving an integral part of her job. Thank you, Jan.
Would Jim Rondas please come forward? Jim, are you here? Jim Rondas? Oh, he's here? Here we go. Hi, Jim. Portland Parks and Rec is pleased to recognize you, Jim, as our top safe driver during 2009. Jim drives a daily route to perform his job as park technician, sometimes pulling trailer-mounted equipment and often operating a fully loaded vehicle. He always practices safe operating procedures and equipment tie-down practices, always securing his load from unsafe shifting or from breaking free. Jim, we appreciate your diligence in the safe operation of your vehicle. You're a first-class example and role model for other employees. Congratulations.
We go again. This is for safe driver Officer Blaine Tyler. Officer Tyler, please come forward. Accepting for Officer Tyler, so you don't get to put the jacket on, I guess. Officer Tyler has been with the Portland Police Bureau since January 1985. Having worked in North Northeast precincts his entire career, he chose to work patrol, driving the streets of Portland to keep us safe. Officer Tyler makes use of the most visible piece of police equipment, his marked police car, in a safe and professional manner, having responded to countless numbers of high and low priority calls, all of which require diligent response in a police vehicle. Officer Tyler exemplifies what a Safe Driver Award should recognize, and Lieutenant Pat Walsh received the award on behalf of Officer Blaine. Safe Driver Randy White. It's Randy. Here we are. Randy was selected as the Bureau of Environmental Services' top safe driver by the Waste Group Safety Committee and his pump station crew because of his exemplary safe driving. He has had no collisions, maintains an excellent driving record, and responds to emergency call-outs, which are often performed under harsh weather conditions. Thank you, Randy, for your dedication to driving safety and responsibility.
Bill Pettis. Hi, Bill. Bill has worked for the Bureau of Development Services since 1998 when he started as an electrical inspector. Inspectors at the Bureau of Development Services average more than 9,000 driving miles per year. During his successful tenure at BDS, Bill has become an accomplished professional, earning 5 new professional certifications in the past 2 years and successfully completing more than 80 hours of professional development training. That's a lot of classroom hours and test taking. Thank you, Bill, for driving safely and your dedication to our service. Thank you. Fred Williams, and on behalf of Fred, Chief Klum will accept his coat. And I know Chief Klum has a lot of these kind of coats, but they're red, so you won't take it from him, will you? Within our careers, we see great things from the people we work with every day. From an exceptional few, we see even greater things that deserve specific merit. Firefighter Williams has worked on Engine 1 since 1997 and has been a primary driver since July 2007. His professionalism and attention to detail is worthy of the highest honors and is also legendary. I've worked with Fred. Fred diligently observes daily, weekly, and monthly regimens to ensure that the apparatus is not only presentable but well-equipped and ready to go. Fred is careful about choosing a route to a scene, taking into account potential delays from trains, bridges, construction, and other factors that might impede fast and safe response. On the scene, Fred is careful to position the apparatus to provide the best protection for the crew. We want to thank Fred for his outstanding service and safe driving performance. It is our pleasure to honor Fred as Portland Fire and Rescue's top safe driver for his commitment to the safety and well-being of all his fellow employees and the citizens of Portland. Thank Fred for it. Brian Bowles. How are you doing, Brian? Brian has been with the city 22 years, and Brian has not had any collisions in all that time. Brian holds a commercial driver's license and can be relied upon to operate his equipment safely. He is skilled at operating a variety of different vehicles, including dump trucks, crane trucks, and combination truck and trailer equipment. Brian spends most of his time negotiating heavy traffic and narrow, winding streets. We here at the Water Bureau are proud of Brian's example to what a safe driver should be. Thanks, Brian.
I'd like to get a group photo of all the safe drivers and the commissioners and the mayor.
In a little order to this body. All
Thank you all very much. I'm Kate Wood with the Risk Management Program over in OMF, and I've been asked to provide the closing remarks. I've been told to make it short because apparently security is having a hard time keeping people away from the food out in the lobby. First, I'd like to thank the Bureau safety managers who helped nominate the individuals recognized here today and who work every day with their bureaus to help and guide people in their bureaus to make safety a real part of everybody's job. I'd like to recognize the City Risk staff, Tracy Hamer, Lonnie Turner, Steve Morgan, and Patty Reeser, who plan and organize and put this event on every year. Yay. It is a little harder than it looks. Yeah. Safety Recognition Day is a unique example of visible leadership for employee safety. City Council and Bureau executives demonstrate their commitment through their active participation in this event. It sends a clear message how the City of Portland values employees working safely. I know of no other organization of our size where elected officials give this amount of their time and attention to recognize individual employees' safety efforts. Because we're not talking about calendars and posters or programs or campaigns. Today we are honoring the efforts of individuals who, singly or in teams, have done outstanding work to make safety a real and tangible part of the City of Portland operations. Today we recognize not the product of their efforts, but the people who did them, the employees. We give our thanks to you all because the work of safety never ends. It is continual. And the work of the city government cannot go on without our employees here and healthy, safe and productive, and serving the citizens of Portland. And speaking of serving, we are serving refreshments in the lobby. I hope that you will join us. Thank you all again.
I can't get a hold of anyone. I haven't been able to get a hold of anyone to come now. But it's not the end of the world if we hold it over.
Well, yes, it's on Wednesday. I like your jacket.
What's your name?
Oh, that's great.
Hi, Sarah. Oh, very nice to meet you, Sarah. Thanks, thanks for being here. Well, if you're here next week, then that works, right? We'll just continue to
Yeah, the only thing is that the more people here, like, the less
people. We'll let them
Let me see if I can hear it. Because there are two ways we could.
They say the way that the calendar from the planning commission. So, but if there are things that we can get things done out and they can come back.
Send that.
What's that?
The planning commission.
Pushback on it. Yeah. But if there are things we can just make done now, if the planning commission wants to chooses to come back and whatever Trump us, you know.
Yeah.
No, I think they would be fine with that.
I can call Don Hesley. I mean, the whole point of some of the stuff coming back to them is out of respect.
Yeah. I don't think they
Well, thank you very much.
I came across a quote on my daytimer today.
That was so amazing.
Oh, that's great. Can I have this?
Absolutely. It blew me away. I mean,